If I'm talking, I hear myself double time, so it's weird. Allow me.
Because he's, oh, I get it, because he's talking. So
yeah.
The thing is, I used to be the designated headphone wearer, and that was never an issue for me, but I have brain cells, but
No. I've been lacking in brain cells, man.
You're lucky not a good person, you know.
What do you mean?
That was a very snarky comment. That was
it wasn't snarky at all.
You want to talk about snarky comments?
That's not nice at all.
Let's talk about snarky comments.
Can I bring up YouTube's conversation that was in private?
What one?
No.
Wait, it depends. Wait,
outside.
Which conversation?
Last time that we was here. Nah. There's no point in doing that.
Yeah, don't do that. Chino's been through enough.
Wait, is that
so
for
have me? I.
Yeah, it's for Chino.
Is that for me?
Actually, let's bring those snarky comments about the
The what?
Why would I do that? There's no point in doing that.
What?
There's no point.
What did I miss?
There's no point in doing that.
What did I miss?
I'm allowing.
No, basically,
Chino's a snob.
Yeah, he's a snob.
I'm not even a snob.
He is a bit of a snob though, but it's all right. Like, you make good money, innit? First of all, I seen your salary.
£60 watch. He's judging me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your word?
See me even watching my wrist, bro.
Casio, huh?
I'll pull up wearing a £13 Casio, and Chino can't say nothing because if we went outside and had a fist fight, I'd win. So,
and Chino, I'll just bore him up.
What, bro?
Don't play with me, bro.
Listen, I am not a snob, innit? I'm not a snob.
You are a bit, innit? You are a bit. It's all right though. Like, it's good. Like, you get me, but you're affluent, innit? Like,
wait, have I ever actually given off that kind of vibe?
Nah, not to me.
Yeah, bro.
But you've seen it, and you do it like unprovoked as well.
And I know how much you make, bro. You get me?
You saw your pay slip, and now your new pay slip.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna get robbed after this.
You make a lot of money?
Nah, not even, bro. Like, I do okay, man. I'm saying, I do alright.
Those are people niggas that make money always.
You got two
that.
Yachts.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't make money, and I would never answer that question like that.
Bro,
I'm not doing okay.
Hey, you know what's worse? You see, when niggas who make money, they come up to you like, money isn't everything.
Yeah, of course it is.
I'm doing okay.
I'm not. Money don't bring.
I'm doing okay.
He's like, hell up. I made 200 racks last year, but I'm still sad. I said, nigga, give it to me then.
You know what they say?
See how happy I am.
You know what their justification is for that? It's like, it helps, but it's not everything kind of thing.
Yeah,
money, it's going to help me.
But they're like money.
All my problems, out of plug.
They're like, money's not everything. Because what they're basically saying is that I thought I was unhappy, then I got money and I was still unhappy, which I hear, but...
Go therapy, nigga.
Like...
No, let me tell you...
Please, I else.
Let me tell you the truth.
Yeah, where's a young fucker? You can cry in this, oh, the bus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the truth, yeah. I've been depressed and broke. Being depressed and having money is much better. Yeah. Much better.
So you do have money.
A little bit, tiny.
So you do
have got him. We got him.
Disposable income, innit?
It's much better, bruv.
What's going on?
We already know Chino's been broke twice.
Word. Nigga, you broke more than once. You learn nothing. You laugh.
How you not come up?
Word.
How you not robbed no one?
Word. Robbed no one.
You wasn't broke enough.
He didn't want it enough. That's what it was. I was happy being broke.
Maybe you're right.
You should have come to me. I'd help you out.
Maybe.
God forbid.
But anyway,
now I got nitties looking for pebs in my mouth.
You would have set me up. Up north for like £30, bro. I'm alright, man.
Alright, let's start with the intro. Do we even have an intro?
We have no intro in a second.
Cheeksy. That's not
it.
It is a real thing. It definitely is. It's on video.
But we got a special guest.
Yep.
We got Ed in here.
Bop.
How you feeling today?
I'm good. Mentally, I'm all right. You feel me? Couple arguments and that. You feel me?
Can I just say something? Yeah, because like, kind of person I am, innit, I would be remiss if I didn't say this because like, I said it when it was brought to me. So the kind of person I am, I would feel fake if I didn't.
Yeah.
You gotta explain. There's a video you made, innit?
Yeah, we'll get straight into it.
Nah, because where it is, yeah, like,
oh, I'm gonna boot up.
My thing
it.
Is this, like, when Alex said you're rigging around on the podcast, I was against it, not because, but. Purely because of that video you made, didn't it? Yeah. It was a crazy video you
Which
made.
One? I've made several.
It was so a crazy video you made, yeah? I said, yo, Alex, But my thing is, as a man, I can't not say it to your face, you get me?
I respect that, man.
So, like, there was a video, I think it was a slavery one, didn't it? Yeah. Where...
That's not even my worst
the
one.
The bread was getting whipped, and he was like, anyway, I need you to explain that, G, car. Like, that's a madness to me.
I mean, you know, it was a video about a slave and he was getting whipped and he started moaning. And my thing is this, I always had the question, like, did all like slaves, like maybe one might have enjoyed the whipping because like bondage and shit. Maybe one. I'm just saying, you know, so
spitballing.
It just, you know, so that's my thing.
You know, people get whipped is, bro.
But you know, but do you know what is, yeah? Sometimes, yeah, I've always said, I say... crazy things. Unlike you, I just like, it's behind, like my dark humor. I've realized people don't really take to the dark humor. Even like it was chatting about Hitler's sex thing. Yeah. Everyone was like, "What the fuck?" But I can find humor. Yeah. I can find humor, and if you don't, it's all right. Mm-hmm. But
I think with humor, the fine line has got even like finer.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can hit it.
But then I've said sometimes, yeah, when a person says a dark humorous joke, you don't realize you're the joke. As I said, like as I say something crazy,
yeah,
your reaction is my humor.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. and then I'll say something outside in public, nothing offensive, but it's just like, what the fuck? And I'll have the time of my life laughing. Yeah. And I've always said, if I find something funny, fuck you.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Is that like when Muslim Twitter were calling you Fatherless Alfonso?
But that was
the thing is, that wasn't a joke. That was just him like seeing his observation.
Who's
beefing you?
So basically I said, Muslims usually get married mad quick, I think just because of sex, basically. And then I just made an observation about it. And then I took a 9-hour flight and I came, touchdown. And you know when you,
always when you turn off your phone, innit? You come back.
You know
to
when
a
you go on Twitter, and you see 20 plus in a notification, you're thinking,
it's a long day.
Yeah. Someone's leaked my nut video or something. And I'm thinking.
The crazy thing is, something happened. I think it was the video of when me and you were talking, and when I was talking about how like I used to conceal the meat in that back in school.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I put my phone down to do something, and obviously because I've got the account on my phone, innit? Account on my phone. Put my phone down for a few hours. I came back and I opened my phone and I saw 20. As soon as you see the 20 thing on top of
your heartbeat,
I said, wait.
I didn't even do anything.
So many like situations ran through my brain. I was like, wait, did I ever got dissued? A certain someone got upset and now my dick's on the timeline.
That's not that bad.
That's promo.
Guys have recovered, yeah.
That's promo as well.
Yeah. Even if it's on the flop.
It's not the point.
Tion Wayne kind of made Boosty's career off that one picture.
Yeah.
Still though, I don't think I want that like on the.
Oh, because yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, definitely not.
My little sister uses the internet. You get me?
I don't need that.
Oh, like, can I say something?
It depends because if it's like
no, it's nothing crazy. I walk down my kitchen. Yeah.
Oh my god.
My nephew comes up to me, hugs me. I give him a hug back. He's like, "I watch your podcast. I just watch your podcast."
How old is he?
He's 9. Me and my sister both turned to each other.
I told my sister not to watch it,
I was like, "How did you watch it?" And he was like, Uncle showed it to me. I was like, I looked at my brother. I said, "You showing this nigga my podcast, little 9-year-old?" I was thinking, like, what?
All right, man, views is views.
Yeah,
no, kidding. What, views is
nine.
What from a 9-year-old? Hey, keep it.
Listen. It's funny when my mom and stepdad saw my videos.
They saw the slave one.
Oh, they saw the Jesus one. They saw the slave one. They saw the Arab one. In the Arab strip club, when you show your ankles and shit, and the guys turn, don't laugh because it's not funny. Don't laugh now. Don't laugh now. Okay, but they've seen that, and it's just like, so what's this? And I'm like, it's just my comedy. And they're like, all
right,
I don't agree with it. But
with your comedy, are you trying to push the boundary? Are you trying to like go see as far as you can go? Is that what you're trying to do, or you just thought that was funny?
Nah, it's just if I find something funny.
Yeah.
You know, like it's.
So you weren't actually trying to be like offensive. You just
well, you can't ever not try to be offensive because you're always gonna offend someone.
Okay.
Even if we talk about, I don't know, fucking walking dogs across the road, someone's gonna be like, "Well, so why are you not talking about cats?"
Yeah.
Someone's always gonna be offended. So you might as well just do your thing, and what makes you happy makes you happy.
But
you know,
do you not think you can like? Do you not think when you're doing something like, okay, we can talk about like walking dogs, for instance, and there's a 2% part of the population that'll be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But do you not think to yourself, at the very least, is there's going to be a 70% population that's going to be upset with this? Mm-hmm. Or does that not enter your mind at all? Like when you do these, when you push the boundaries?
From a comedian standpoint, it's like you got a deep, I'm trying to make like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to make it funny. Like I'm like trying to get the humor out of that.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, who am I going to piss off today? Like it's like.
So then where do we start to draw the line? And no, let me forget we. Where do you draw the line as you personally, as a comedian, as a content creator, right? Or whatever you want to call yourself. How do you draw the line, or where do you draw the line between being funny and being humorous and trying to make light of something and just being straight up and down offensive and cross?
I think obviously it's the intention behind the video. And obviously, like, I try to have some kind of meaning in my video or try to educate in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in that same slavery video, all slaves were arguing what they should do to the white guy.
Can I be honest with you? No. After the first 10 seconds, I said, this ain't for me.
Exactly. See, so it's like, you've already gone, I'm pissed off in the fight.
I wasn't even pissed off. I was like, this is fucked.
It's fucked. Yeah. But like, it's like, now when I try, I know if I'm going down that territory, I'm like, okay, cool. This could take someone. But I'm like, let me try and get meaning out of it in a certain type of way. Like,
Is there certain topics you wouldn't touch though?
If I can't find a humor in them, of course. Yeah. If I can't find a humor in something, then I know, okay, cool.
All right, do you want to know something funny? Yeah. Like, all right, so that slavery video is funny because, like, you was getting dragged on Twitter, and I seen the video, and I chuckled bare. And then...
I think he clowned me. That's what's so funny.
And then niggas were like, I was like, yeah, get him. Get him.
That was like when they were cooking Jake for the scraps thing. I was like, get him.
I'm like, the exact same. When I see Chino get cooked, get him.
Yeah, I can't lie, get him.
I can't lie. I'm the guy that I do it because he's getting cancelled. I was like, nah, he's not. Like, it's funny. Like, I don't believe in cancel culture. You can't, like, even people say, oh, you called Apes and Tapes, you're just gonna get cancelled. I was like, no. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. I'm not on the high road begging you to listen to my podcast. Yeah, or
you don't need that, because you say the same way we're talking about, you know, getting people to your shows. All you need is 20 or 50 or 100 or 200 people that are loyal and will pay a certain amount to see you, and you're good.
And I can't, like, because I went to your comedy show. I went there and niggas were flipping, holding their stomach, laughing. Yeah. Like, every fucked. You know what I love about stand-up comedy? I've only been to two, but each time I've went, like, the most fucked up jokes gets the most laughs.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a safe space, because usually on stand-up, there's not really any cameras, someone to try to catch you out. Everyone's gone for the intention of the comedian.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone's laughing. Like, there's no, it could be what they call, like, a slyly racist joke, and he'd be like, yo, it was funny. I know you're a comedian, you're trying to get laughs, and you've made me laugh.
Yeah. And people know, and you know on stage, you know when someone's like trying to just, you're not even trying to be funny here, you're just either being sensitive or racist or whatever.
That's like my issue with South Park. Like, I never liked South Park. Because I felt like...
It cost everyone, bro. That's why I like.
But you should watch it, because what they do and why they're so smart is they kind of show both perspectives or something, bring the dark humor out of it, and then in the end, it's like, here you go, this is what we're trying to educate you on.
But I just felt like they were pushing
the boundaries
too much, and it was like, it just felt a bit forced. Like, I always liked the way Family Guy did it. I thought Family Guy was always a bit more witty with it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of a
because I feel like,
I feel like
it's easy to be funny to just go out and just be offensive as you can. That's always going
to
get laughs.
I'm surprised you said that, because to me, before, I used to prefer like Family Guy, but I was like, now they're just like, it'd be funny, but it's like, there's no real like meaning here.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what I thought with like Family Guy. Yeah. But like South Park, American Dad, it's like, oh, I get why he did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But my question for you.
Well, Alex, would you ever do stand-up? I did stand-up in secondary.
Oh, what, stand-up?
Yeah, I did a
stand-up. That was that.
I got laughs in there, I did good, but.
I don't think I could do stand-up, because I'll just start ripping everyone in the crowd. That would be my stand-up.
But that's
that's part of it though.
Yeah, that's like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, you start ripping someone.
Like,
if you point me out, I'm dragging off the stage.
I've got security now, so I just call Russell. Yeah. It's a big Russell when he comes out. He's like, what? But
security's big.
Oh, so yeah.
Like size of Atlas twice.
Fair enough.
And I was like,
the burner.
But it's like, I think because it's the whole thing of like, if I stick on you, obviously I have my jokes or whatever, but if I stick on you, a lot of it's just improv.
Yeah.
If I stick on you and then you get angry, you look silly.
Yeah.
Especially if you're with a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, then
I'm with a girl.
Oh, and I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
And I love it.
The same way, if I'm at a show with a shorty, please, I'm on my knees.
Yeah, I'm on my knees. But yeah. But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? The people that actually get mad at me in the audience is women. And what I love is, if they're with a man, I put the attention to the man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I see who wears the trousers in this relationship. And then the guy's just like, fuck, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Because I just look bad.
Yeah, there was one brother at your show, the uncle, he was sitting next to her next thing, and his wife was sitting in the row in front of him.
I'm crying.
And I was like, what's the dynamics?
And I stuck it. He's like, it's not like that,
man.
It's an open relationship, huh? Oh, you fucking.
I'm sure he's sitting next to a white tee.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
Please tell me you got into for that.
Of course I did. And then he started, you know when them Africans start talking in the American accent, I was like, hold up. Like started talking cent. Like Chris Brown. Like, yeah, I was like, cent. Hold up. Chris Alua Brown, don't what are you doing, bro? And I told him, so.
His uncle's living crazy.
Hey, allow it. Every Nigerian, they're man, they're pointing that to me, bruv. Any Nigerian.
Wait, on that topic, I want to ask you a white body count.
My colonizer body count. All right, good question.
Damn,
he's cycling thinking, through his head.
He's thinking one, Lucy, Becky, Sarah.
It might just be double figure. It might just be. It might just be.
You was going crazy in the paint.
Yeah, but I'm more with the Ebonies. I'm more with the Ebonies, but the colonizer, yeah.
But like niggas who was really on the Ebonies ain't calling them Ebonies that.
Word. I'm an Ebony Jew. Actually, the first person to actually answer the question.
Yeah, bro. Like, bro, I'll be honest. Like, I've dabbled in the.
Wait, how many did you say?
Double figures.
I might have touched double figures. Have I?
No, you have.
Brain count? Yes.
I can't lie. It might. The table right now, it might go Ed, Gourds.
I know.
I'm going to throw Moses in there. Yeah, I'm going to throw Moses in there. Who else? Let's just throw Reams in a relegation.
I'm crying.
I don't think I'm top, you know. I don't think I'm top. And not in body count. Not in body count.
For white things?
Yeah, not in body count. I've been
the
there.
You are, come on.
Yeah.
Well, if Moody counts.
Yeah.
Nah, Moody don't count. Let's look at the black guy.
Wait, how about everybody here? Because we're all pointing the finger. Wait, how about
Moses,
everyone here?
Wait, no. Moses and Gould.
How about everyone here?
I was about to even ask that. Hey,
how about everyone here? Because everyone's pointing the finger, right? And I don't mind. I'm on
the host.
But how about everyone?
I'm the host.
All right, cool. So I'm a host.
I'm pointing the finger here.
Cool. If you want to ask me.
I do the talking, nigga.
If you want to ask me about my white body count, I can happily say there's been none.
You can happily say it. It don't mean that's happily true.
Said it. But do you know what I've been picking up on, yeah? Like, you see when, like my black friends get married to, get, like, a black girl pregnant, whatever, like, black love, I give them a congratulations. Mm. When a black man gets, like, a white girl pregnant, I don't even say congratulations because...
Sorry to hear that.
I said, what are we celebrating? Another mixed race you? Green boots on the wing?
You're not a good person.
ADHD?
ADHD busting?
Like, that's a green
cool Jermaine. Jordan, yeah. Jasmine. Jessica.
Know what I mean?
Don't believe in, you know, love is love, no?
The thing is, love is love.
I came here for everyone to be honest. No. So let's drop love it. Love. I didn't come here for...
No, love is love, but...
I hate that.
We won't clown you for that.
Yeah,
you can clown for anything.
The truth is, I've always said it. If like you're around my family and then you bring like a white girl, we're gonna clown you.
Yeah,
but she can be gang. Mm. She can be cool. But we're gonna get the jokes off.
But the only thing is, you have to make sure if that's the case, like, because you might get like you might date a white thing and then like after the thing she's giving you headache. Why you letting them talk to me like that?
Yeah.
Now you're on the way home. She's fuming. You ain't getting no play that night. But now you're fuming.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Yeah, my older brother. Yeah, well, basically, there was a white lady that came into our family at some point in his life.
But, you dry stitching every time on your brother.
All the time. Your brother, if he listens to this,
I think you're married, bro. Yeah, man.
I can't lie, bro. You're still spearing
his wife. Gonna be like, oh, so you let a white woman fuck?
She's also married too.
Who the white shorty?
Yeah, she's married.
Know
this?
So you know her, well, but Karen,
bro.
Yeah, like I'm saying, it's been a while now. It's been ages now, isn't it?
Okay,
I'm saying. But
continue.
She came in. Obviously, she didn't really know the dynamic. She got to get me like American shorty as well. She didn't know the dynamic. Come in, for his birthday, I think he must have made like food and that. The women must have made food, yeah.
Cool, this is spicy.
They all made jollof rice and whatever, yeah. She went and made like five cheese parmesan sauce, yeah.
One asked her to.
It was.
You think about five cheese, nigga?
Five cheese. Nigga, I'm lactose.
Hey, we all lactose, nigga.
Five
just brought in some casserole.
Yes, casserole.
I don't think I've ever had casserole.
Always bringing
in
is cold.
Yeah.
It's always like you can eat anyway. You just fridge, straight from the fridge, you can eat.
I've never had casserole in my life, I don't think. I've never had cobbler, neither.
You don't want it. I had shepherd's pie for the first time like 3-4 years ago, and I was like damn,
it's bad.
What's the one I've not had? Is it cottage pie? No,
I think it's
no, there's another one. There's shepherd's pie and there's another one,
the one with like the mash on top of the pie.
Yeah, what's it
that's
called?
Shepherd's pie.
No, what's the other one, man? There's another. Is it cottage pie?
You should know, you've been messing with white women a lot.
Not in a while, I'm afraid.
Oh, fair enough.
I like my food warm.
You hung your jersey up
in the rafters.
Is cottage pie the one with the mash on it as well?
It might be.
The one with the mash, like?
Yeah.
I think so.
That same thing, but yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing.
But sometimes white people be chefing, I can't lie.
roast.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver.
Chef of roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Hey, a Sunday roast.
Sunday roast.
Weatherspoons.
I can't lie, Gordon Ramsay's a figure. That nigga can't cook. What that nigga does is cook risotto.
I'll be honest with you.
It is.
A good roast. I'll be honest.
Good roast.
I went Toby's Carvery. Yeah.
Toby's Carvery.
I posted it, and white people started clowning me. And I, this is how I feel like when white people go to like a random Caribbean joint,
well, like a total bay in it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, this is lovely. I was like, I was enjoying my little roast in Toby's Carvery. White people were like,
it's not a real
roast.
Ew.
That's not a real roast. Come around mine, mate. And I'm like. No,
sure.
No,
Alex killed me the other day. Like, Alex's story's killed me. He posted something, yeah. My nigga, the plate was clean. And he was like, this was disgusting.
On everything, it was disgusting. But if I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to eat it.
Chimpanzee, bro.
Nigga, clean the plate. Talking about something, this is disgusting. I was crying, bro.
But back to it. I want to ask, would you ever apologize for a joke you say?
No. And I said this to you on Sunday. I was like, why would I apologize on the internet to people I can't see?
Bro, internet's not real. Once I
It's off, not like once, when it's like, oh, I'm getting bullied. All right, cool. All you have to do is, boom.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I can't.
Because, and sir, but the thing about like cancel culture and shit like this is that we put everybody in this cancel culture like bracket. It's like, you tell a bad joke that's normalized. All right, we put you in cancel culture. And then you get these guys that go on rape now, you put them in the same bracket. It's like, everybody's in cancel culture. Or this person killed someone. He's in cancel culture. He's canceled.
He's got a good point there because once.
We all, like, you remember that time? And I remember you, man, remember that time. You remember that time, over COVID, right? And
the list.
Like,
bro. Yeah. People got us lying with her.
Yeah.
But do you know what?
You have to divvy up.
I didn't lie. You have to divvy up.
I always felt like that list was a good idea.
Yeah.
Where are we going from that? Because
you know, cool. The problem about the list, it got to men. I feel like if women had it and kept it between women.
You saying Batman got the heads up?
Wait. But the thing, if it kept between women, the list, they'll just be like, all right, cool.
We know who to avoid.
I don't ever want to.
That's also true, yeah.
But
then once
it comes to men's, it's like, yo, I didn't even, because it's, now you got the whole list and some, maybe 2-3 people are innocent, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, I'm.
Not necessarily innocent, also, but light charges, for lack of a better term.
Comparing
lying to a woman, for instance, to full-blown.
So I can.
You can't put me in the same pedestal. Like, yeah.
Because, and then what was happening, like a couple of days later, is then people were going back like 10 years before and showing people's old tweets. Like they tried to get Nella.
Yeah.
And her dad just died and everyone's trying to get Nella for old tweets. It's like, fuck. All in the same... It's like the credibility now is gone because it's like, all right, you're all cancelled. It's like, oh, come on.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's
you go to jail. Yeah, like, for example, say you kill someone, I rob someone. Yeah. We shouldn't do the same sentence.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But my thing is, underneath the jail.
Yeah,
my thing is
like a year or two.
Yeah,
but my thing is this, especially like with what you just mentioned, because I even forgot about it. I'm happy you actually mentioned it. That was bothering me, and the reason it bothered me is because, why are we doing this? Are we doing this because we really care about it, or are we doing it for sport? Are we doing it because we're bored? Yeah. We've got nothing else to do, just going to cancel people for the sake of it. Oh, let's see who we can get dealt on. Let's get dealt on Santan Dave for dating Albanian girls. Let's get dealt on Nella for tweeting this and that. And do you know what I mean?
It got to a point where I think Twitter does this a lot, where it turns a serious subject and it just derails. And it's like, how the fuck did we get here? Like, you started off something serious. And then now you're telling.
Crazy when the dishes got dishewed.
But back to the main point, I don't think, I've always said, if I said something on the podcast, I don't think I'll ever apologize unless there's a big bag and I'll.
You better pull up and apologize.
If there's a big bag, I'm apologizing on your behalf.
Because I'm genuinely.
I'm going to hold you in front of the camera.
Because I'm genuinely sorry.
Them six figures. I am so sorry, guy. I did not.
You see the
name
of Smithers with the guy with the gun in the back.
Literally, you see, like, you lot will be recording and someone behind will be a gun, like, say, hey, save
it'll be
it.
Me, bro.
Builder's going to have a gun off camera. I'm going to have cue cards behind the camera.
Because Alice is the writer, I'm like,
I'm, what's that word? Sorry, but no.
He's going to be like, this next card.
But it's all under the same bracket because you said, yo, if you kill someone and, you know, or you rob someone, we shouldn't do the same time.
Yeah.
It's like the same way if Dave Chappelle said it, the baby killed someone, no one cares. But when the baby says something about gay people, it's like, oh my God,
he should never be able to perform again. And it's like,
I'm glad you brought Dave Chappelle up. You see, like, dark humor, yeah. Everyone, he was talking about children getting molested, but then it got like a lot of laughs, and I realized, yeah, the man's a genius because he can find any loophole into the joke. But and he was talking about how if you get molested by Michael Jackson, but as a kid, you've started off as a high point because certain people.
There's nothing you can go down from, right?
Certain people.
That's MJ.
You actually done this.
No, but if you do get molested by MJ, it's like, wow. The sky's the limit.
But my thing with Dave Chappelle is that he's kind of started to lose me because I just feel like.
But yeah, we're
like,
saying on our last point.
It's just old man.
But this was like 5-6 years ago. But then now that he's found his attack on like the LGBT.
Yeah.
He's like, he doesn't want to let go.
Yeah, like, it's like now,
when that one order still ends.
Yeah.
All the orders are all going to make families now. He's still trying to bang.
You 36. I think he's funnier now.
Nah. I think Killing Me Softly and Fig.
I think he's funny. Like Sticks and Stones, genius. Like, I think he's funnier
now. I liked every single one, but do you know what I'm saying?
Like, Netflix special, don't think, bro. Killing Me Softly and.
It's all opinion, to be fair. It's all opinion.
You see, when you do like stand up, have you ever had like a bad reaction? Like
all the time.
A bad show where it stunk.
Yeah, like I bomb about 85% of the time. Like legit, like you see me at Golden Mike, I might even bomb at Golden. Like there might have been times in this last show where a joke might not have banged. You remember the joke with the Asian woman? And went flat for like 5 seconds and then I brought it back and then I said something about she made my Jordan. And then it was like, I was like, yo, but she loved it. Yeah. But it's like.
You see your guy, the guy from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he said something and it didn't, like, the last were laughing and he said something and it said something, it went flat. And he was like, all right, fuck y'all then.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, guess that didn't work. On to next. We all were like, asking me, we just do this. Like,
but the thing is, you don't know a joke's funny until you tell people.
You gotta put it out, I guess.
But do you ever, like, say if you made like a comedy skit, would you ever like show like the man them and be like, what do you think?
Or you just drop straight away? Just no filter.
Sometimes, like, there's been videos that like I've shown to like close people, like one or two, to a girl or whatever. And then they'll be like, yeah. That was one video. I remember, like, the Arrow video, I was not going to put that out.
Yeah.
Like, I was dying when I was making it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to put it out. So I just sent it to this girl, and she's like, yeah, put it out. So to my girl, I was like, yeah, this is hilarious. Put it out. Mm. And I was like, cool. And you know what's so funny is that I put it on 3 different platforms, yeah? I put it Twitter, TikTok, Instagram.
Twitter was in.
I put it on Twitter. Negative. I got blazed. Okay. It was hilarious. Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? I put it on Instagram. It was a mix of emotions. Everyone was fighting each other. Like, this is wrong. Yeah. I put it on TikTok. Everyone was dying. It got like 5 million views, bro.
In the chat, in our thing, I'm the one that like, we're not joking about it. We're not talking about that. I'm the one that, I'm not that filters it. So you got someone that has a filter, like, yeah.
Ludo's the one say, we're not talking about it. I'm like, fuck you, Ludo. every time I make a tweet, Ludo sends it to me. He's like, delete it. For like the first like year or so, I was like, come and delete it. Then I was like, Ludo, I'm not deleting it. I'm done.
I had to delete it from there, bro.
I said, I can't do this. But dude, it's one of them ones where I feel like.
No, but it's good to have someone that has a pulse on things, isn't it?
Yeah. But
of course, it's always good to have someone that can give you that, hey, that wasn't funny. It's always good to have that. But
I feel like I've said a lot of things and like even like you guys or even people that's like, yo, that wasn't funny. And I'll be like, yo, I respect it, but like, I find it funny. And I was like, yo, if you didn't find it funny, fair enough. But if I find something funny, like people will know, like people pulled me up on certain things I've said and I've said, I found it funny. And like, I'm not going to say sorry, but it's just one of them ones that like, I've always found like different platforms like different things. Like for instance, with our videos, I usually put up on the same three at the same time. Like one won't, say if one doesn't do well on Twitter, like cool, like 2 retweets. Like people on TikTok will be loving it,
yeah.
And then on Instagram they'll be loving it, but then there'll be one.
I think Twitter, because Twitter is more liberal as well. It's more like forward thinking and whatnot. So
certain
things are not gonna go as well. But Instagram people are still like, you know, like it's still different. So I think you can get away with more Instagram.
Yeah.
TikTok surprising because TikTok's more Gen Z and whatnot. So they might be even more liberal.
The fucked up things I see on TikTok,
they eat that up,
bro. It's funny to me. But I'm never going to put it on to other people. I like the jokes. It's fucked up, but I like the jokes. But I'm just thinking, yeah, man, you're pushing it. If this hit Twitter, then like your face would be cancelled.
So then that's what I'm saying. So if it's funny on one platform and then the other, does that mean it's not funny? No, it just means certain people just
different crowds, isn't it? Crowds. It's like you know, like when you're with certain people, you talk in a certain way and you have certain jokes compared to when you're with other people. So like,
when I'm my niggas on the road, I'm not making gay jokes.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I make gay jokes. I make gay jokes on everyone now. Like everyone.
For instance, yeah, like dark humor. I said dark humor. You say the joke, and they are the joke because of their reaction. Even with gay jokes,
it's kind of like gay jokes.
That's the whole thing with gay jokes. Yeah. That's what makes them so funny is because like if you it's so funny to see people squirm at that.
Yeah.
Like as someone who's so comfortable in himself and comfortable like with all kinds of people, no matter their sexuality, I can make those jokes, innit? Like when you see people squirm or react a certain way, it's
I also love
so
as well that
funny.
People come to me like, oh, we from you guys, I'm more comfortable. And me and my friends, I'm more comfortable in making gay jokes as well because it's a joke. A lot of people come.
But
like,
it's funny because even some of my niggas who like when I first used to make them, they're like, whoa.
Yeah, but
like, now they're like either making them too or they're laughing when I do it. Like, you get me?
I can't like hanging with you lot made me make them bear, innit? Like I'm at this point where like. I'm very comfortable that I like women. I don't like
this. You ain't got to prove it to anyone, exactly.
These are just jokes. You know what I'm saying?
So hanging around these guys made you more gay, kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, but it's like someone said,
nigga, we gay, keep gay.
Yeah, we're
rolling. Someone.
I love that meme.
My favorite meme. I think it was Andrew Schultz. He was like the best way to show you're not racist, is to be a bit racist. Because if you're that hypersensitive,
You just think
it's like, whoa, like why are you so defensive?
Yeah.
Like, you know that like when you check the man on something and he's bare defensive, you know, why are you so defensive though? You got to hide kind of thing. And the same kind of thing. When you're like hypersensitive because of another race, or if you're a white person, for instance, hypersensitive about like black stuff and all that kind of stuff, or like offensive stuff to black people, it's like, whoa, like, why are you so...
Yeah. They don't even find it offensive. Why are you finding it offensive?
I think we should be all racist to each other. I think that's what will make racism go down. That's my thing. But like, obviously, don't call me nigger, but I feel we should all collectively get together like once a year. Fuck the Olympics. Once a year, and like all the high people in the countries come together and just have a roast battle. But I'll host it, and it'll be hilarious.
Oh, what?
Imagine the president of Dubai.
Racism Olympics.
My point on this, I've always said, no matter what, like racism, whatever, I feel we're all kind of discriminate against other people. I think it's not natural, but it's in just even having.
You think subconsciously? You
like if you don't look like me, I'm not really gonna be it.
Subconscious bias.
The only fucked up thing is when like I say white people in power and they can do the most fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, with black people, we'll just be like, yo, we're just keeping. Like, see, when black people keep things black and then white people have a problem with it, like, oh, that's racist. Nah, bitch, racism is enslaving black people just because they're black. But it's different. But
the difference is
racism is the racism is why black people do that because white people created that division. From years and years, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's because of white people that there's still now a division in society and in the world where some cultures feel like they have to gatekeep. It's not just black people who do that.
They'll never leave anyway.
It's not just black people who do that. All cultures gatekeep.
In general, like, what you're saying is right.
When you like separate people in groups, when you other yourself from people, you're gonna,
You can see it on a job application. Why are you asking me about my ethnicity?
Yeah, what's that even
mean? Already, like, that's why the society's been built off racism.
But nowadays, they want to tick off bots, so kind of we're on the up. Sometimes they need that black person
Quota. What's it? Kanye said that, bro. Showing off their token blackie.
Yeah, but can I ask you something to change the subject?
That's Chino. You're not wrong. You're actually not wrong. That's the funny thing.
Can I change the subject here?
Go on.
All right, cool. I was thinking this during the week.
Yo, he's thinking again.
Man's thinking.
Yeah, use my brain cells. One more answer, guys, this week. All right, cool. Imagine now, you've been given access to the dark web.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first search?
Ooh.
Assassins for hire. That's what I used to search.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, you're a bit messed up, but what's your first search?
That's a good question. I don't know.
The dark web.
Bro, it's the dark web. What else are you gonna search for?
So the dark web is basically the web you can find all the answers to everything, essentially, right?
The dark web is everything.
A lot of criminal activity, a lot of things. That's what you search for. Assassins for hire.
You could buy a kidney. You could buy
Assassins for Hire.
Assassins.
Where the hire's up, they
get like black children. Like the black market. Obviously, there's trafficking as well.
Obviously, there's
rabbit hole is deep, bro. Yeah. It's bad deep, bro. Yeah.
You may not have been in the dark web.
Of course, I haven't been in the dark web.
I haven't, but I've obviously know about it and I know about some things.
You've been on the dark web.
I still thought Assassins for Hire, bro. I'm gonna pay for no expense.
You're trying to kill.
No, I'm not trying to kill. I'm just looking at see if I wanted to kill someone, how much would it cost?
Oh yeah.
If I got my money up, like how much to make someone no longer exist?
Nigga moving like Goku. Nigga gonna call a hit on himself just so he can dodge it.
Hand on my heart, yeah. If I was really up, I'd put 50 on your head. Atlas.
On my head.
Hand on my heart. Hand on my heart. If I was really up, if I really had it on me, hey.
He's saying,
that's it, yo.
The only reason why you're alive is because I'm broke.
Yeah. Hey, only reason.
Let me get this money and you might be gone.
I need this money by tomorrow. Atlas, gotta go.
Crazy. But I hear that.
But no, what's your last first search?
I can't answer because I don't know.
In truth, it's something to do with Bitcoin, I think, you know. Bitcoin.
Are you lame?
Money, lame. Nigga. What?
Yeah, you lame.
What's that to do with
Bitcoin,
money?
Crypto.
No, I wasn't doing with money.
I took up like all different type of pills or whatnot as well.
What's your one? I know your mind's rattling.
It's going in different directions because I'm like, yo,
can you keep it PG, please?
No, of course. Of course I'm not. But no, I'm like, yo, because the shit I want to find out, yeah, is going to get me wigged. So what's the point?
I hear that.
Oh, yeah, let me find out what these celebrities are doing behind closed doors. And then I know the information now. Yeah. My laptop gets shut off, bro.
I know what I search. I want to see Jeffrey Epstein's list.
That's how you get wigged.
Yeah.
That's how you get wigged.
I want to see Jeffrey Epstein.
Now you know him too much.
Yeah. Now the fact that you said that, bro.
I
want to see Jeffrey Epstein's list. Because he had a list.
Yeah, he fully wrote
a list.
Yeah.
A black legend.
Bear Man wanted.
He had a list of everyone who came.
He had a lot of insurance, bro. He had a lot of insurance.
He's a smart guy, and that's why they wigged him.
Insurance, blood. Here's why I ask a lot, yeah. Sorry. I feel like ignorance is bliss in a lot of ways, yeah. Especially
100%.
If you were to find out something like this, yeah,
you're getting wigged.
Say if you don't, how do you reckon you could just like live on with life in it?
You're
looking at some people differently, yeah. Bro.
Like if you find out what really happens in society, how do you reckon you could just live? Like, if
that's what
like,
there's
if
a
you could find out, nothing will happen to you, and you just have to carry on with your life. Yeah. How do you reckon you could do that?
There's a period, yeah. I was bed mad, deep into conspiracy theories. I was so paranoid, fam.
All the time, bro. Like
I was so paranoid.
Remember that Illuminati?
Yeah, that shit.
Oh my God, yeah, let me listen to Single Ladies backwards.
One of my brethren, and I don't know how often he listens to the podcast, but I'm going to send him this year. When we were in sixth form, innit? He was so convinced Tupac was still alive.
Yeah, Mexico, or Cuba, whatever.
Cuba. Like, so it's so crazy because it was actually a date. It was like July, something in 2015, innit? So it was our last year, sixth form. We just finished sixth form. And I remember we were in the group chat now, and he's like, Mandem, if Tupac's alive, he's coming back tomorrow. He's like, if Tupac's alive, he's going to come back tomorrow and announce himself to the world. We started clowning him for the whole day. Like, yo, when's Tupac coming back?
What, did he come back at Coachella?
Nah.
The hologram?
The hologram.
Told y'all niggas.
It was after that. But he went so deep in the rabbit hole. Like, we'd be in the 6 months and revising. That nigga, we got our A-levels.
Yeah.
This nigga's listening to videos. He's listening to, like, Hail Mary backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that period was spooky.
Spooky. You see, when I was saying I first went to a comedy show, I was on shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a good time. And then the shrooms started kicking more. I said, bro, you see that? The conspiracy theories that you forgot about, was tapped in. I was like, who's controlling us? I was like, all right, cool. I'm a puppet in this world.
I need to go on my own road. The royal families are lizards, all that stuff. Yeah,
I started kind of bugging.
You're telling me that like if someone said to you, like they gave you like a book or sat you down and spoke to you and told you all these crazy things. They told you the truth about the royal family and all of that. Yeah. They told you about Jeffrey Epstein and his crazy island, all the people who went there.
Rothschild
and how.
I'm not opening it.
It's already hard now.
But then they said, once this conversation finishes and we leave, like no one will ever know this conversation ever happened and there's no consequences to you at all.
Yeah.
You like don't think you could just live your life as normal?
Nah.
I don't think I
think it comes down to,
I think I lose my mind.
Yeah.
I feel like in truth, I feel like I lose my mind.
You'd be on the street. You don't know what I see,
man. You wasn't there, man.
As much as they could tell me now, they wouldn't be able to tell me the things that would happen next in it and whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking, how much more is gonna change? Yeah. So now that I know this big infrastructure of how the world works, I couldn't. No. Yeah, everything would just be.
I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
Everything would feel so.
It's already
real.
Yeah.
It won't feel real.
It's already hard as it is because even with someone not like the fact that we're like, yo, there's clear racism against black people in the country, right? For example, there's a lot of people that actually don't think there's racism, bro. So we sound, you know, like you try to explain it to some white people, we're like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're not enslaved no more. There's no racism. Majority, like, there's no racism.
It's like, when white people say,
that's already like nuts.
You know, when slavery ended, they were like, oh yeah, it ended then. I was like, boy, no, it didn't. Wait, what?
So even like, there's even stuff now that I say, and people are like, well, like, you see stuff like Dr. Umar, like he'll be saying some stuff. That's actually facts, but he sounds crazy.
It's because he's so outrageous with it sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you. So no one like
it's a type of
people.
He's
but the thing
African
you can't
well.
Say it normally.
The
you
thing
can't
with
say
Dr. Umar is that people take the outrageous stuff and they don't focus on the jewels.
Yeah, he be dropping gems.
Yeah. It doesn't help because his delivery is hilarious.
Yeah, the delivery is hilarious.
No, but how else are you going to say it without looking crazy?
The guy was like, so he's got a comedic aspect. You see how you say a joke twice, kind of gets funnier. He will always repeat. You don't understand.
Don't you find that suspicious?
Don't you find that suspicious? And then after the first,
he's like, oh, some of these black babies, they're going to go.
The guy was like, during the Reformation, I can't reform. One of them niggas on the corner.
I can't reform little poopy on the black.
They got to go.
We got to stay focused.
We got to stay focused. No, but man, look at, ooh, that's a fine black system. You got to stay focused.
Politics over Panani.
Politics over. No,
yeah. Nah, it's true,
Dr. Umar's delivery is. I think it's A1. Like, it keeps everyone engaged. But then it gets sidetracked with like the memes and stuff. You know when like I feel like he doesn't want to be a meme. He's spitting knowledge.
That's why he blocked that no context document. Yeah. He blocked it. He blocked the account.
Imagine you're trying to spit knowledge. And niggas are clowning you. Like, he's so hilarious. Like,
I'm not trying to be funny, nigga. You think oppression of my people is funny?
Yeah.
You can't. Even if he said that silently, like. Yeah, so they are oppressing black people. Like, you just look at him and go, yo,
you need you need to be loud and energetic to get
people's
attention.
You're going to be nuts regardless.
Actually, sorry. No, I was just thinking about what you were saying before. The reason why I couldn't live afterwards is because I feel like there's no point in doing anything.
It's true.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
the honest. It's like the question. Mm. It's like the question. Would you rather fuck a goat and no one ever finds out? Or you don't fuck a goat, but everyone in the world thinks you fucked a goat?
Yeah.
Which one?
That's a good question because
I'm saying I'd rather not fuck a girl and everyone thinks I fucked a girl.
Like, bro, I'm talking every like job, everything. That would drive you insane because, like, bro, I did not fuck a girl.
Yeah. Oh, wait. But can I live with myself?
Thank you.
Exactly.
You that's the question. That's why I'm relating
this
it to
this. This is why it's
was
crazy.
Was it tight?
Go on, go on.
Didn't know when I say that.
I heard it. I wanted to ignore it. Shut up.
Anyway,
go on.
In that situation, you're epsed anyway. And I tell you why. Because if you didn't fuck the goat and everyone thinks you did, no one's going to want to hire you.
Don't be able to be around
fuck with you. Your brethren aren't going to want to rub shoulders. I ain't going to rub shoulders. If Alex comes to me and says, yo,
I bear back the goat.
Yeah, I'm saying this is no longer, like, you're not on the podcast no more. Like, we're moving in a different
direction. What, for bear back in the goat?
Yeah, I feel like that's the line.
We're moving in a different direction. I can take the Sarah J TikToks.
I feel like I have a high threshold.
By the way, I need to spud you for Sarah J is an OG, but sorry, go on.
Whoa, no! I don't know. I've never done that. It was a joke.
Man, we never done that.
That's your man's over there. I was saying, I've got a lot of thresholds. Yeah, like, I would say, like, if I got caught out saying, this something went on, I got cancelled, and you lot was like, we're moving on. I'd be like, nah, I'll turn up every day. But if the goat situation happened, I'd be like, I have to be hey man.
Nah, I hear
you
that.
But the thing is,
if you knew that like you fucked the goat and no one else knew, like, it's kind of like what you said. It's like, how can you live with yourself? Like, how can you lay down with a beautiful woman and make love to her?
I can't
knowing that your penis has been inside a goat.
And also, it's kind of like a Dave Chappelle joke. He said, he didn't believe HIV came from monkeys because, like, who's gonna fuck a monkey?
They
go back to start fucking with humans.
Yeah.
you made a decision to fuck monkeys. You don't need to fuck monkeys.
This ain't no, like, you know, bi, you fuck guys and no.
I've seen an episode of Black Mirror, innit? Where they said, yo, we got the princess, yo, fuck this pig, or we're gonna Emma.
Yep.
Like, if you were the prime minister, would you do it?
No.
Nope.
She can die.
I'm not doing it.
I'm one in that episode. I'm
handing my resignation.
Wasn't the princess not even like.
They released her before he did it.
But wait, can I go?
So when he was making his way to the thing to the pig,
I'm killing myself.
Do you know what happened? When he went to go fight the pig in it, mm-hmm. while he was like, on his way walking into the thing, they released her.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm. But the police ain't find him, so he was already fucking the pig.
But by the way, yeah, if I ever, there's no great way to say that, but if I ever did fuck a goat, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I would have to tell someone. Saying you can't live with yourself. I'd have to confide in someone.
Who can you trust enough? There's only one person in the world that trusts
you. No, but then know what? This is the thing. No one's going to believe you. Everyone's shut up.
Shut up.
That's what they're going
to
say.
I think I'd have to tell, who would I tell?
Who can you tell?
You got to call like a crisis hotline or something.
Even the person I'm...
They're not going to believe... Listen, they're not believing you. Nobody's believing. Shut up.
I tell ADHD Dan.
They'll hang up the phone.
I tell ADHD Dan.
They're hanging up the phone, bro.
I could tell...
He's probably the person who judges you the least.
No. I could tell him my life secret and he will forget it within 10 minutes.
But imagine that. You've fucked the goal. And this is what I'm saying. You tell everybody and no one believes you. Like he was saying, how can you live with yourself? Because you know you've done it. You're trying to tell people and they're like, bro, shut up. You haven't done that.
All right, yeah. Cool. Can I show you something? All right, cool. My question is, yeah, it's more of a real thing that could happen.
Mm.
Say if you got head off a ladyboy in Thailand, yeah, but you didn't know.
Mm. Oh, and I want
to... Can I show you the video?
You didn't know.
Well, you didn't know. I'm in Thailand.
I've seen that one.
You've seen it.
Let me see. I think I've seen that video.
Yeah,
I think I saw it on Twitter.
The guy was looking for any excuse for her to say she isn't. For her to say she's a thing.
First of all, she looks too young anyway, so he needs to chill out.
But wait.
If it's the video I'm thinking of, Alex, she had a fucking Adam's apple.
But can I say
saying,
I want to add you a question.
I'm saying, answer mine.
It's like the episode of Friends when Joey's telling them how he dealt with some shorty. She's like, yeah, she was cute. She had an Adam's apple. And everyone went silent. And then Rachel was like, what? And the channel was like, Joe, women don't have Adam's apple.
I'm going to keep a buck. Let's say I'm pressing a girl, right? And mid-stroke, she's like, yo, I used to be a man. I'm going to finish.
I got a question. Huh? I have a question.
I've already started.
Please.
Do you know what I mean? Let me get my way. Go on.
Why would she tell you that mid-stroke?
Let's just say, for example, like she just like, she starts crying. Yo, I can't.
That's a crazy scenario.
I got to finish. I've already started. Let me get my note off. I'm leaving with something.
Let me talk to you later about this. We'll talk about this later.
Well, you're going to stop? Wait, hold up. Madam, to add to his question, answer his question and then answer my question. Are you stopping after you've done a good 10?
There's a song, yeah. Listen. Do you know what reminds me of?
Why are you stopping?
Do you know what reminds me of? There's a Eminem song, yeah. So I'm back in the day before he blew in it.
You know it's fucked
up. No. It's not even his verse. The guy said something like he was like, he goes, what is she? He goes, he's basically saying I was inside, and then he was like, she goes, don't get mad, but there's something that I gotta tell your ass. He goes, another nigga, it's okay. She goes, no, I got AIDS.
Mid stroke. Oh my god.
So what is that example again? What are you doing? No, you finish.
Wait, he might have a point. Hear me out.
God.
You might as well.
He's got a point.
Wait, if you're already mid-stroke, you've got it anyway.
No. Sometimes you haven't woken up the STD.
Nah, man.
Sometimes sometimes they're sleeping and you're caught live. Just get out.
It's already, if you're already like mid-stroke.
Oh boy.
Like, well, if you've already been stroking for like 10 minutes and she goes, I got AIDS.
Imagine.
What can you do? You've already been there for 10 minutes.
Imagine, yeah, all right, cool. You've died.
What, you're going to die in vain?
No, wait.
Might as well get it on your mouth.
What did you say?
I'm going to ignore that one.
But wait, can I just say, imagine, yeah, God was showing you your highlight reel. He'd be like, this is where you fucked up, yeah?
Yeah.
She told you she had AIDS and you haven't contracted it yet. It was only until 10 strokes after you continued, you caught AIDS.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah. Hey, Jam says.
Hindsight's 2020.
You got to quote a Bible verse saying, yo, like, you always have to work hard or finish what you started.
This guy's ridiculous. Does not well does not eat. That's killing me, bro.
I love that example because on a serious note, if she's told you and you've been 15 minutes in this pumps, which has been crazy, she's like
okay,
yo,
let me
I used to be a guy.
I'm not saying I would continue.
Finish.
But no, I never said that. I might have done. Okay. Let me retract. I'm not saying I would continue. You know what I'm saying now?
Okay.
But if a man said I was already mid-stroke, but the thing is, what can you do? Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you...
You'll get mad. This is what
you're between
what
a rock and a hard place.
Right, cool, you're a serial winner, that's why. You're a serial winner.
Listen, you know, my question is, yeah, all right, back to the main question. So you've done what you've done, and it's like, oh, I'm a ladyboy, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
What can you do? You've already got ahead. No, you can do
but
it.
Are you even going to tell people?
Yeah, I'm probably going
to
put in
it's
me
a story
anyway.
To tell.
I'll put in my stand-up.
It's a story. Yeah.
Like Ella said, if you go to Thailand and you didn't do anything with a ladyboy, you didn't go to Thailand.
First of all, I never said that. I said someone said that.
No, I said someone said that.
The quote is, yeah, if you go to Thailand and don't fuck a ladyboy, it's like going to Turkey and not getting a kebab. Yeah. but if it ever happened to me, yeah, I can't lie, I'm telling,
you come on a pod, you tell it, you get some views, boom. Like,
No, not even for views, because I'd have to laugh about it or I'm killing myself.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't think it's...
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't get head off a ladyboy. But I don't think it's that bad.
But I'm saying...
Wait, you would or you wouldn't?
I wouldn't, but it's not that bad.
Okay, I'm not saying...
Like, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, okay.
I wouldn't.
Shit.
So you'd finish?
I wouldn't tell anyone.
I'd be like...
Ever. I wouldn't tell anyone.
I'd be like, shit, man.
Could I live with
fuck.
It? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I could.
I think I'll tell someone.
I told you.
What, I could, bro. I could live with it. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
Let's be honest. There's worse things than a man sucking your dick.
Worse, sure.
There's worse things, man.
Sure. Say I told you
pause,
what. Yeah.
Say no, pause, no. Please.
Nah, but there's worse things.
The AIDS things is worse.
Yeah.
The AIDS is worse. Like.
So you saying live on the pod?
Who was it? Was it Tank? Tank said, "Yo, like." Yes, getting head off a man.
Would you rather nut in a man's mouth than get?
Like, it's not.
Hey. Tank
said it.
Would you rather nut in a man's mouth?
All right, okay. What's the boundary? What's the line there?
Tank said.
You're gay when you actually
no.
Nut, man.
Tank said. If you have two sexual encounters with a man, it's not gay. The third one's gay.
Okay. No, to be fair, if you don't get a boner, it's not.
You know that.
That's what Tank said.
You know that. Hold on.
My thing is this: like, I'm.
You're not gay.
Okay.
I don't care.
You know, man, that do like 30 years in jail.
Yeah,
and obviously, there's some guys in there that obviously become like ladies in a way,
uh-huh.
And they have sex with them. Are they gay?
Jail is crazy because, hey, you're
okay. Different. How about if you get your ass?
It's different because jail, you gotta get how
you get your ass. How about if you get your ass? I don't think that's gay, but some guys.
Okay, yeah, so by a woman. We can't be gay. Yeah, a woman.
I think some guys will argue. Well, listen,
some people say, like, for instance, play, like, some people, for instance, say that like pegging is gay.
Cool.
Which I kind of hear because.
But how though?
Alright, so my question.
You're getting licked and fingered.
Pegging, bro. You're pegging is.
No, but it's by a woman, no.
Yeah. But alright, cool. So wait. My question is, yeah. So a man, yeah, could like get his finger, like someone, a girl could put a finger up his booty hole,
yeah.
And then he'd be like, alright, cool. Yeah, that nigga ain't gay. Whatever, but then he could get a strap up his arsehole. Oh, he's gay, but it's the same concept.
Something went up.
You're trying to hold on to the whole is by women. I mean, by a woman. Innit? Yeah. A lot of people will argue in it, finding it. But I feel like the difference here is, yeah, penetration, big bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you get penetrated by a finger.
No, I didn't like it.
Not a finger and a dildo is very different. You're getting split.
Have you had a vibrator up there,
bro? It's supposed.
Have you had a vibrator up there?
Have you? Because when you asked that, was if you're talking from experience,
bro. Like, I tried it once. And it felt like a phone was ringing in my ass for a week.
Interesting.
And I'll never do it.
Why'd you bring this thing on the fucking podcast?
It felt like a phone was ringing in my ass, bro. Like, I said, is my phone ringing? I was like, oh, no.
You said for a week.
For a week. I was like,
damn, nigga.
Like, I like my ass, I do like my ass, of course. But sure. The vibrator, I was like, nah.
Wait, so what's the difference between getting your ass and getting a vibrator up your ass?
I just, like I said, it felt like my phone was ringing. It felt like, so you see when you get a 20 plus in your mentions, it felt like that. I was like, yo, I'm getting cooked.
Because I need to ask this.
Someone cut his mic.
When this was happening, yeah?
I got a loose booty hole.
When this was happening, yeah, like, did you enjoy it while it was happening?
It was just like,
did he say like your G spot is in your ass though?
Yeah, got bumped.
Yeah. Huh? Men, yeah.
You got bumped.
Obviously, like when you get your ass ate, it's like different. Like obviously, you start doing gang signs and shit like that. So, but then you know you try it. You try the okay, cool. Let's try the vibrator because obviously, like girls like the whole power thing.
So was it her vibrator or your vibrator?
Huh?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
Was it her vibrator or your vibrator?
It was hers.
Okay.
How did you know she ain't used it on another nigga?
Probably. Life is life, bro. At the end of the day, hey, she sucked that same mouth. She sucked another nigga's dick, and she's lipped you and spat in your mouth. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. What can you do?
All part of the game.
This nigga spitting sometime.
Yeah, how you live?
How you live the date? Like, where'd you draw the line? Because obviously, like I said, I wouldn't do it again.
But I can't lie, vibrating your ass. God damn, nigga.
Yeah. It was like a little, it was like the little bullet thing, and I was like, yo, like, God hello? Damn. I kept doing this during the week. Hello? Shit, no one's ringing me. Hello? At work, and I was like,
yeah, that's like he had a bumblebee in his boxes, bro.
Oh my days. I couldn't.
That's so crazy.
That's why I drew the line for me.
Niggas are liars, because if I say, who's your crush?
My crush.
Your celeb crush. Mm.
Who?
Your celebrity
crush. Your celeb crush.
I don't have one.
Come on.
You're lying, man. You're lying. So wait, so
Ask him, who's yours?
Jasmine Ray.
Jasmine Ray says, yo, we're gonna fuck, but I'm gonna put this bullet up your ass for like 2 minutes.
Wait, up. Like Benoit balls and all that. Yeah,
niggas are arching. There, and niggas will arch, like they've never arched before. I'm telling you now.
You arched.
Huh?
You arched.
Yeah, maybe. But my thing is, that's gay. That's gay. You let a girl push your legs up, that's gay. I'm a real man. I get arched.
Can I ask a question? Because I've seen this. Like I've seen
you.
This fight.
You put allowing a girl to do this to you.
Now wait, can I ask a question about that position?
Wait, can I ask? That's your man
arched.
That's your man
position. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it like in porn. But you see that position, yeah, like you just did, yeah. If like you do that, like on the edge of the bed, or the edge of the couch or something, and then like
Lamborghini doors,
and then shorty stands over you,
that's what my like, bro. Imagine, yeah,
and like she's
yeah, but bro,
that position, no,
bro, like, you're not putting me in mish. You're not putting me in mish anymore. I'm so sorry.
No. How you letting a
shorty? You're not putting me in mish.
How you letting a shorty put you in mish by shorty?
I'm not. You're not. I'm not letting a girl put my kneecaps near my ears and aim out like this.
Oh
no!
God.
Let me arch like a
hey, Lex one shoulder.
Listen.
She's gonna hit you. That's a good boy.
Nope. Hit me from the back. I don't want to see you.
I'm sure he put in your Michi Bashuai is crazy.
I love that Michi Bashuai.
That is crazy.
So you rather get put in dogs then? In doggies?
Yep. I'd rather arch the hell out and grab the bedsheet.
Hand on my heart. I'm not there yet, and I probably never do it. However, in some of the videos I may have perused, it looks kind of nuts in there.
All right, cool. There was one time, yeah.
It's kind of crazy, bro.
Man's vibrating right now.
Bro.
Crazy. Nah, I'm on D&D.
There was one time I was getting
head. That's not about D&D.
I was getting head, and her tongue started drifting, and the dribble started.
So like, starts.
And then
towards
I was
the
like,
gooch. Yeah, towards the gooch.
And then I was like,
that shit don't feel good, man.
And then I was like, damn, I was curious. But I didn't like it. But it felt good.
Nah.
I didn't like
one time it happened,
it
went down like,
is it because,
man,
like, you're vulnerable there? Cold, is that why? Is
yeah,
that,
you know, like, it's just a weird sensation.
It's a weird sensation.
Yeah. How you live, man.
It's like when you get chlamydia and you're pissing, like, your piss is burning.
I'm having a fucking foggy about all that.
I have no clue.
Okay, first of all, relatable, but how does it link?
Wait, I got a question. How many STDs you had?
Huh?
How many STDs you had, beloved?
I only caught one. That's the magic one. You have to catch one. I only caught one.
I have to.
You only catch one. Like, you
can't.
You ain't
one. Fucking right.
Hey,
you
I still got a clean slate. I'll be honest with you.
Huh?
Oh, no.
You Jimmy's?
You ain't been fucking enough, man.
Huh? You Jimmy's?
Gina ain't been fucking enough.
Yeah. Jimmy. Mm. Sure.
No. You got to catch one.
Yeah, no, one for luck. That's when you become a man.
One for luck.
A little spinners. Because a lot of girls have actually caught it as well. They just won't say it. Like, a lot of girls have actually caught the...
A lot of women.
I've caught the clams, bro. Of course,
yeah, but the thing is with that, that's because men are sleeping around in that.
Women are sleeping around.
How does it start? I'm very curious. How does the STD, like...
Because he started talking about chlamydia.
No, not that. I'm saying, how does it start? Like, how do you get it? Like, who's the first person?
Monkeys.
I feel like it come from,
someone
like...
That's right. Someone fucked something they shouldn't have fucked.
Bro, let's be honest. Cavemen and that were definitely getting down with animals.
Oh, they died early, bro.
100.
Yeah, no, I'm talking, they used to catch shit, like... And they used to put fucking, like, rose petals on their dick. That was the only medicine they had, bro. True. You seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
What's that medicine they put on fucking... I forgot what, some rose setting.
Yeah.
There was no.
By the way, like us living to how long we live now is not natural. By the way,
is it?
Like it's due to medical advancements, isn't it? Like us living to 80 is not what it's meant.
Yeah, but then like Bible times and that, they were living to like 100. Whether you believe it or not, the Bible. Then
but then again, some will live to like 33, and you're old, and you're dying, you're killing over, bro.
Why are you sending shots at Jesus
on Easter weekend?
That was a dumb
shot. Wait, it's day today. Oh. It's day today. Damn, cuz.
You send the shots to Jesus.
I'm provoked.
He said, for you.
Yeah, but then you also had niggas.
To hang up on the cross,
right. You got niggas living to like 90, 100. Niggas is, that's because back in the day. But that's because niggas is living off the fat of the land, isn't it? Yeah. Like,
I don't know how.
No, but,
I don't,
but
I don't
back
know
in the day, a lot of people didn't live long.
I don't know how widespread that was.
People getting done by the cold, the common cold.
Yeah, that's also true.
Bro, you know people get done by diarrhea? If you get diarrhea, let me show you. That was death sentence back in the day, bro.
Do you know why? Let me finish. Do you know why I fuck with diarrhea, yeah? And let me tell you why.
Wait,
if you ever want to call in sick, let me finish. You ever want to call in sick or you ever wanted to miss school, Just say you got diarrhea because it makes people so uncomfortable. They never want to question it. Question it. Say you got a cold. Say, oh, what do you mean you got a cold? Oh, I got diarrhea.
Yeah, okay, leave it at that.
It makes people feel so uncomfortable. They never ever question it.
I've got diarrhea because it's the bacteria.
That's a tip for you. Whoever's watching this, you want to get out of school or get out of work, just say, oh,
how about a stress card? Stress card.
These days, yeah.
Yeah, you
think if you're white, it works.
Back when we were in school, the world was different.
Yeah, mental health was as important.
10, 12, 13 years ago, stressed. Nigga, come into school, stressed.
What are you stressed for?
I got diarrhea. Okay.
Hey, hands off. You remember back in the days, yeah, like, you'd be telling your mum, like, you're upset. You're like, what are you upset for? Like, you got a house over your head. Okay, but I'm still a little... Nigga, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like with black parents in general, like you could be telling them, life's shit right now.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, you got a bed, don't you?
You don't pay bills, do you?
Remember when everybody hates Chris? Chris goes to Julia's show, like, I want an allowance. An allowance?
And
I like sleeping at bed. I like eating those potatoes. I like wearing those sneakers. I like eating those plates. I like sitting on my table. I like with these back. He's going on and on and on and on.
Can I say that's the best sitcom for me, ever. It's better than Fresh Prince.
100%.
It's better than My Wife and Kids. I think it's Everybody's Chris.
Do you know what? Everybody My Wife Hates and Kids. Chris. Over the years, there was jokes I didn't catch on because I was too young.
You watch it again now.
Watch it again.
Yeah, but My Wife and Kids, I find a little bit corny.
The first two seasons of My Wife and
Fresh
Kids.
Prince to me is corny, the truth. But it did a lot for the scene.
Fresh Prince, does not have replay value. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what doesn't?
It does. No, it does. To me, it does.
It doesn't really. Fresh Prince, it doesn't really have
it. And watch the new Fresh Prince, Bel-Air.
Also, be honest, I might put Martin ahead of Everybody Hates Chris. Ooh. But Everybody Hates Chris is definitely up there. Mm-hmm. I might put Martin ahead. Martin was hilarious.
You know what's so mad? Only found out recently, Chris has a brother called Tony. Yeah. Why wasn't he Everybody Hates Chris?
Because the only persons whose name he uses...
Chris has like four brothers, bro.
Nine.
But not all of them were in Everybody Hates Chris.
But then that'll be a bit hectic.
I thought it was a full, you know...
But you know why
it was like a full, supposed to be like a biography.
I thought it was. Honestly, back then I thought it was.
We got to wrap it up.
Same. We got to wrap it up. Another episode. What episode is this?
By the way, this was the most insane ever.
Like, usually we don't have like a way in which we
Do you know what it's good? It's good because I'm usually the wayward one, but man, you took...
Thank you. I'm sorry. This went...
You took the light.
What episode is this? What episode is this?
38, 39.
Cool. Congrats, 38. Don't forget to use hashtag LTPod.
For sure.
Use your socials.
Edwin Jr. Follow Golden Mike Comedy if you want to come to stand-up comedy in London. Best comedy club out here.
It's lit.
Shows every 2 weeks on a Sunday. Yeah, Golden Mike Comedy.
Man did a rebrand. You used to be Uncle Ed.
Yeah, I just started using my real name after I had the allegations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cancellation. I was like,
wait, what allegations? Would they say we got a...
Allegations like the cancellation. Yeah,
you
went to the end of the pod?
Yeah.
They're like, huh?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Allegation. When you use that word.
I said you got that word.
Allegations. Episode.
Yeah.
My bad, sorry. I live under a rock. My bad.
Anyway, guys, use the podcast. Share, tell a friend.
Like, subscribe.
Get your ass out. Boom.
Thank you.
Fair enough.